ראש חודש. אישה ששכחה יעלה ויבוא. אישה ש... If a lady forgot to say יעלה ויבוא, so there is no difference. דינו כדין האיש. Right? It's like there's no difference. And whenever a man has to repeat the same thing with her, ואפילו התפללה כבר שחרית, even though she davened שחרית. And שחרית, she did say, יעלה ויבוא, if, so for ladies, one tefillah a day, it's too much. Okay. One tefillah is it's enough, for sure. So even though the lady, שחרית, she davened and she said, יעלה ויבוא, in mincha, if she forgot, she has to repeat. כי הגם שהיא חייבת בתפילה אחת ביום, but Tzion says, like, you know, if a lady just, you know, that is busy with kids, etc., just to say, because Shachar and Shema, it's enough. Right? So the chiyuv is on men. So, but mikol makom, if a lady, she decided to daven mincha, and she forgot Ya'aleh ve'yavo, so she has to repeat. מטעם זה אישה שרגילה להתפלל שלוש תפילות. If a lady, they are נשים צדרניות, that they don't even do the chiyuv is one tefillah a day, they don't want to miss, they have שלוש תפילות. So such a lady, if her minhag is always שחרית מנחה ערבית, so then, any, you know, מנחה also for sure, ערבית anyway, even men do not repeat. יעלה ויבוא בשומע תפילה. What happens if a person made a mistake and said, יעלה ויבוא in שומע תפילה instead of in רצה? טעה ואמר, יעלה ויבוא ברכת שומע תפילה, עליו לתגן ולומר. So he has to say it again. The fact that he said it in שומע תפילה, it's not the proper place, he's not יוצא. So, שוב בברכת רצה, ואם נזכר לאחר מכן, חוזר רצה. If you know he passed Ritzeh and you remember, he said in Shema Tefillah. He didn't say the Ritzeh and he passed it, so then he has to go back. Ve'im nizkar la'achar miken, chozer le'Ritzeh. But ve'im siyem ha'Tefillah, but if a person said Ya'aleh ve'yavo in Shema Tefillah and didn't remember, and he finished Shemona Esre, yatzai dechova. Ve'diavad is yotzeh. ומאחר, why? Because ברכת שומע תפילה היא בקשת תחנונים. And יעלה ויבוא it's also. It's תחנונים לבורא עולם על ירושלים, על משיח בן דוד ועל ישראל. So therefore, if he said in שומע תפילה, לכתחילה, he should repeat in רצה. But if already finished 18, he does not need to go back, בדיעבד he was יוצא. שכח ולא אמר יעלה ויבוא, ונזכר באמצע מודים. Right, if a person forgot to say יעלה ויבוא, right, אם רצה, and he said מודים, in the middle of מודים, say, hey, hey, dada, be dada, I didn't say יעלה ויבוא. And in the middle of מודים, he said יעלה ויבוא. What's ההלכה? He said it. He shouldn't have. The halakha is, if he started modim, he has to go back to Ritzeh. But the guy, you know, and you know, halakhically, a person is allowed to walk. If he doesn't know what to do, right, he's allowed to walk to the bookshelf or whatever and get a halakha sefer to see what you should do if he forgot Ya'aleh ve'yavo. So here, this guy didn't. He said Ya'aleh ve'yavo in the modim. בדיעבד, what do we do? So, ואם אמרו שם במקום שאומרים על הניסים, לא יצא ידי חובתו, וכאילו לא אמרו כלל. It's like he didn't say it at all. וחוזר לרצה. And if he finished עמידה, he goes back. He goes back. In other words, in the modim, or he said it when we say על הניסים. He didn't say it in the right place. So, בדיעבד, he has to go back. And as we said, אם לא אמר יעלה ויבוא, והוא עדיין מתוך העמידה, אינו זוכר את ההלכה, אם צריך לחזור, right? So he is allowed rashay lalechet lamisefer la'ayen bo. Could go grab Yalkut Yosef. Now we have it in English or whatever. He could go and check the halacha, because walking, it's not considered the hefsek. B'diavad, not the chatchila. Walking in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, it's not hefsek. That's why also, like, you need, let's say you have to, you don't have a choice, you have to daven at home, and the kids are screaming, etc., in the room. You know, your wife is out, you're babysitting, and you're in the middle of, you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, and the kids, wakes up in the crib screaming, and it's not something that you have to stop to pick the baby up. So then you could walk and go to a different room that is quiet and to finish one answer, because walking, it's not considered a hefsek in tefillah. Talking is, but walking is not. Walkie talkie. Fine. Ata hur'eta ladat ki Hashem Elokim ein od milevado. Ein od milevado. You know, here they tell a story about the Brisker Rav. When he was running away from the Germans, so it's a whole story over here. He had to go through the Germans, and you know, he was able to mamash a few times. The Germans stopped him, but another German came, Nazi, and somehow released him. So then, when he got home finally. Right, so he told his family that whenever he was, he said the whole time he was meditating on Reb Chaim, right, the Nefesh in Nefesh Chaim, right, that you know we know that in Nefesh Chaim there's a segula beduka, it's in Reb Chaim Volozhin has the Talmud of the Gaon Mivilna, right, he has a segula beduka. What is it? He brings it in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, Perak Yud Bet. Lachashov ki Hashem hu Elokim ha'amiti ein od milevado. Ein od milevado ve'efes zulato melokol ha'aretz kevodo. If a person meditates on this, that there is no other power. This is the famous segula of Reb Chaim Volozhin in his sefer. Titpatel כל הכוחות התפדלו כל בעולם ולא יכולים לפעול נגדו. Nobody is above and beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hu Elokim. There is no other force above HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so he says, when we got close to the border, for you know, I was distracted a little bit, I was nervous, and I forgot to meditate. And this is when the Germans came after me. And then I recomposed myself. הסלחתי דעתי לרגע, right? So כשחזרתי להרבה דברים, ניגש לפתע החייל השלישי. And someone else came, when I went back to meditate, the Hatzalah came. You know, I just shared with you, years ago, I was once Shabbaton in Houston, Texas. And there's a shul there, Rambam. I was there, Rabbi Yaakovian, you know, he invited me to be for Shabbat. So Seuda Shlishit, I told them about this segula of Reb Chaim Volozhin, right? Enod Milvado, that on, I told them stories, etc. And then a year later, or 2 years later, I was in a Shabbaton in Great Neck in New York. And, you know, I spoke there, and then we were going down to have dinner together, and I hear on the steps, I see somebody is like, you know, is behind me, say, Ein od mi levado. In the segula, there's a song about it. I turned around and I saw this was a couple from Houston, Texas. and they said, they told me, I said, what are you doing here? They said, you know, they had a baby that had a very complicated heart surgery in Manhattan. They had to come from Houston to New York. And they said, today we had a surgery. And he said, we were sitting, me and my wife, in the waiting area, and we were singing, Ein Od. I said, Baruch Hashem, everything went well, right? So this is the famous segula of Reb Chaim Volozhin from Nefesh HaChaim. If a person could, when a person is in trouble, all kinds of, even the Nazis in Machshava, if a person could meditate on En Od Milevado, that's, you know, Ator Tel Adat, right, on that, you know, there is no other force in the universe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could, you know, any kind of Tzara V'Tzukah, he's going to see Yeshuot, Rabbi Hananya ben Arashiyah Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael Lefichach.